God's word for our consideration this morning, God's word to reflect upon, God's word to ponder, God's word to be nourished by, is the gospel lesson. The gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning, God's word for us to ponder, God's word to reflect upon, God's word to nourish us as God's children living in the world. I don't know how many of you would remember this character of television. The character is Columbo. You remember that? You remember what Columbo would do? He would go and he would interview people in his rumpled coat, holding his cigar, and he would get all of the answers that he thought he would get. Then he would go, start going, and he'd come back. Oh, by the way, you remember that? Okay, this is St. John. Because remember at the end of the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, that was the Sunday after Easter, John wrote, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Christ Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." John ends it. It's a fitting end. But all of a sudden, John comes back. John comes back like Columbo. He wants us to know, oh, by the way, there's another story of Jesus. We've heard all this before. Jesus with the fish, breaking the bread with his disciples. This is nothing new. But there's something really hidden here that we need to ponder about. Yes, it's 2 weeks past Easter. It's back to normal. Everything should be normal. The disciples were with Jesus in the upper room. They heard Jesus talk to them. They felt his hands on their feet, washing them. They witnessed Jesus being taken away. They saw him dying on the cross. They experienced Easter. All of these emotions are tangled up in their lives. And they're sitting there by the edge of the lake. And Peter all of a sudden says, "I'm going fishing. I've had it with this moping around and not doing anything. We've got to get back to normal." Even though our emotions were so high and we were in the upper room with him, he appeared with us out of nowhere. Now that's a miracle. But, you know, our families need to be provided for. We need to go out and fish so we can provide for our families, so we can put fish on the table, so to speak, so we can eat, so we can be nourished. Isn't that how our lives are? The last with the exception of the last couple of years, last 5-6 years, Easter, the people in both congregations, Lake City and Belvedere, would be told or said, "If you want your lilies after the Easter service, go and get them." So the week after Easter, the altar's back to normal. Here, the lilies are still there. But you see, our lives are going back to normal. We got jobs to get back to. Even though we've heard the message, we've been with Jesus all through Lent and the Sundays of Lent. We've raised our voices in jubilation to this Jesus. Now, we got to get back to normal. We got to get our lives back on track. We got to think about confirmations and weddings, wedding anniversaries. We got to think of baptisms. We got to think of all these other things that we've got in our life. Yes, Jesus is important. We've heard the story, Jesus. Now we got to get back to providing for our families. We got to get back to the realness of life. When I say the realness of life, get back to worrying about the things that we need to worry about. Financially providing for our family. Spending time with our family. Spending time out in the garden. We can finally do that now. The weather has turned nice. So we can get outside and do all those normal activities that we've had before. It's just like the disciples. It's just like those disciples that decided to go out fishing. We've got to get away from all the stress and strain. Every time I read the Passion history, I hear something different. I experience something different. I see something different in the Passion history. I hook on to something very different. This year, Peter really came into focus when I was reading the Passion history. How Peter stood there and said that he would even go to death with Jesus, that Jesus would not die. And Peter denied the Lord 3 times. And yet, in the scripture verses following our text for today, Jesus comes and pardons Peter, gives him a job to do. It's not anything normal. We're not normal people. You are not normal. We need to think about that. We need to concentrate on that. Our lives are anything but normal because we've heard the message. We have heard about Jesus. That Jesus who hung on the cross for us, who died a terrible, horrible death. And if you don't think it's terrible, when I went through respiratory therapy at the Nova Vocational School, and it was named that, I had an instructor who had us line up against the wall of the room. And he said, put your heels up against the baseboard. Now put your arms straight out. Are you able to breathe? Yeah, but just barely. Jesus died a suffocating death. You cannot, the lungs cannot expand very far, especially with Jesus hanging on the cross with his feet just barely being lifted up by that little platform. He suffocated. That's a terrible death. He did it for us. So we see that. We hear that. Now we need to hear other things, Pastor. We need to hear how we should live as Christians. We need to push Jesus' suffering and death and resurrection in the back. Because now it's normal. Now we got to get back to normalcy. But I want you to think that you're not normal. You'll never be normal after you hear about Jesus' resurrection. It changes you completely. Life does go on, yes. And you've got many decisions to make here at Mount Moriah. But you've been changed. You've been changed by Jesus. Whether you drive a truck or fix a truck, whether you teach history or live history, whether you're a mother of how many children, or a grandmother, or a grandfather, or a father, it doesn't make any difference. Jesus died for you. Jesus rose again from the dead for you, to give you everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. Life is anything but normal. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.